Oh, good, you're home. I just happened to be on the internet and I saw the cutest dress. I know that Mom and Dad will just say that I have enough clothes already, but I really need this dress. Luckily, I have a big brother that loves me. And more importantly, has his own credit card. All you need to do is log into your account and buy this for me. Oh, and there's also a pair of shoes that the dress really isn't complete without. They're a little expensive, but when you buy them together, you get free shipping, so really, I'm saving you money. Now, I've already entered your email address, and you just need to put in your password, and I can take care of the rest. At least if your credit card is still on file with them. So if you'll just enter your password, we'll be good. Excuse me? What do you mean you need to save your money? You have a job, and Mom and Dad take care of almost all of your expenses. Well, except for me. I'm the major expense in your life, but it's your job to spoil me. There's nothing else in your life you need to save your money for. Mom and Dad are paying for college for us as long as we live at home. Also, you don't have a girlfriend to waste money on, so... Wait, the way you just reacted. You didn't get a girlfriend, did you? Not yet? Good, because there's no way I'm letting you get a girlfriend. You barely have enough money for your little sister. There's no way you'd have enough for me and a girlfriend. There's no way I can pay for all of the nice things I need for myself on the allowance Mom and Dad give me. Why do you even need a girlfriend anyway? If you need someone to brighten up your life or keep you company, I can do that. We already go to the movies together and we take care of each other. What can she do for you that I can't, Yeah, well, I can't do that because I'm your sister, but name one other thing. Yeah, that too, I guess. It's not as bad as the first thing, but I still can't do it. Name something else, though. Okay, I'm not even sure what that is. Let me Google it. Oh, and this is a real thing? It's on the internet, so I guess it must be true. But I couldn't do that. Besides the entire being your little sister thing, I don't think anything would fit up there, and I'm not too sure I'd want to try. Anyway, I won't get the opportunity until Dad lets me date, and I can't do that as long as I'm living at home and in college. He says he doesn't want to waste his money on me being distracted all the time by boys. So I can't even get a boyfriend to replace you as my primary source of pretty girly things I absolutely need. You don't really need a girlfriend, though. She'll just be a distraction from school and work and me. You'll probably date her for a few months or maybe even a few years. But I'll be your little sister forever. I was in your life long before she or any other girl was. Well, except for Mom, but she doesn't count. Please. I just need one more year of being your little princess. Then I'll graduate and Daddy will finally let me date. And as soon as that happens, I'll have a boyfriend in about 5 minutes, tops. He'll buy me stuff, and in return, I suppose I'll have to do the sexy stuff with him. Probably that first thing you talked about. I have to lose my virginity someday, right? Definitely that second thing, even though putting it in my mouth sounds kind of gross. But that third thing, I don't think so. Unless he was really, really generous. Oh, you don't like hearing your little sister talk about stuff like that, do you? Well, I may have to do stuff like that a lot sooner if you cut me off. Dad said no boyfriend until next year, but he didn't say anything about not trading sex for gifts. I guess he figured he didn't have to mention something like that, but that's hardly my fault. But for now, I'm officially resigning as your little sister, If you aren't interested in spoiling me, then you forfeit all rights and privileges to having me. I will no longer look up at you with adorable puppy dog eyes or cuddle up with you on the couch. You won't even get the privilege of me eating food off of your plate anymore. In fact, you can have back all of the things you bought me. All of those stuffed animals and the toys and even the clothes, like this dress. I no longer feel comfortable wearing this thing, since our relationship obviously meant nothing to you, so I'm pulling it off. Here, take it. Maybe your girlfriend can wear it, at least if she's short and not terribly well-developed yet. But I'm sure she's some bubble-chested bimbo, tall and curvy and just desperate for you to spoil her like you used to spoil me. Oh, this bra was a gift of yours, too. Well, you didn't specifically buy it for me, but it was from a gift card you got me, so it's the same difference. Here, you can have that, too. Now, can you look me in the eye and tell me that you're not feeling the least bit sorry about all of this? Hello? You're not looking me in the eye. You're looking a bit lower, like right at my breast. God, you'd think you've never seen a real pair of breasts before. You pervert, they're your little sister's breast. Wait, are these the first ones you've really seen? Maybe that's why you're so desperate for a girlfriend. You're not really interested in a girlfriend. You just want to do lewd things, like stare at breasts and stuff. Or blowjobs, or sex, or that other unlikely-sounding thing involving butts. Things that I, as a little sister, could never do for you. Except, not more than a few minutes ago, I resigned as your little sister. So technically, if doing naughty things with you meant you kept spending money on me instead of a girlfriend, well, I guess it wouldn't be too wrong then. Except for that butt thing. Oh, your mouth says no, but your eyes keep looking at my breast. Maybe you didn't realize your cute little sister was turning into an even cuter young woman. Now, it's not that I'm wild about doing naughty things with you. Even if you're technically no longer my brother, I wouldn't be wild about doing things with a future boyfriend either. But I'm even less wild about getting cut off from all of my gifts. And even though you found it so easy to replace me, it could take me a while to find someone to replace you. So it's settled then. We'll do naughty things together, but it won't be incest because I quit being your little sister a few minutes ago. You don't get a girlfriend, and you keep spending your money on me. Maybe even more of it now, because I know you've been holding out on me and buying video games and clothes for yourself. You'd think you'd know better than to try to tell me no by now. I always get my way. It's just a matter of time. This entire idea of you getting a girlfriend was doomed as soon as you told me about it. It's just a question of how I was going to put an end to it, or how far I was willing to go, which turns out is pretty far, not including the butt stuff. Or, if you're going to be stubborn, then I'll just have to return these panties, too. I'm not entirely sure it was your money that paid for them, but I'll still slip them down over these legs that seem to get a little longer each day. Then I can toss them dramatically to the floor at your feet. After that, I can stand here with my arms crossed while you stare at me and pretend anger, which will turn to real anger from me if you continue being such a meanie. At the very least, don't you want to touch yourself while looking at a genuine naked girl? I must be the first naked girl you've been this close to. If you wanted to take something out of your pants and play with it while you look at me, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't tell Mom or Dad. You know that I always look out for you, because in the past, you've always looked out for me. Now, I can see how something is definitely happening in your pants. So go ahead, take care of it now. It won't be weird because I'm not your little sister anymore. You did it. I didn't think you'd actually take it out in front of me, but you did. No, keep it out. I told you to do it. This is my first penis, too. And the first time I've seen a boy play with his. Just go ahead and move your hand up and down that thing. Maybe I'll play with myself while you do that. Just as an added bonus. I can squeeze my breast and my hands gently while you watch. Or I can slide my hands slowly down my stomach and between my legs. Did you think your little sister didn't touch herself? I hope I'm not ruining your image of me. I touch myself all of the time. Or I hump one of my pillows, or even one of those stuffed animals you've bought me. I do it almost every night before I go to bed. Wait, don't go so fast on yourself. If you make yourself finish, you'll feel guilty at what you just did, and you'll never push your opportunity with me. You'll get some stupid girlfriend and you'll never know what it could have been like to have sex with your little sister. At least the girl that used to be your little sister before she quit. But since I did give up the role, you can have sex with me without any guilt. But looking at me now, playing with my pussy, and with you so turned on from playing with your penis, don't you want to do all kinds of bad things with me? I'll do that thing you said you needed a girlfriend for. At least the sex thing. We can skip over the blowjob thing. And we definitely won't be doing the bad thing. But I'm open to having sex with you. At least if it keeps you buying me pretty things. I might even agree to be your little sister again someday. Once the sex is over. But for now, we have to get the sex started. How about here, right on the living room floor? I can take the same blanket we'd snuggle on as we watch TV on the floor and lie down on top of it, all sprawled out on the blanket, with my legs parted, giving you a nice view of what's between them. Maybe you can see how wet I am. You don't have to have sex with me. Not if you don't want to. But you do, don't you? Maybe you didn't think about doing naughty things with me. But you've been thinking more and more about doing naughty things with other girls. Then, once I started taking off my clothes, you started to see me as a regular girl, and not just a cute little sister. And I'm not even a sister anymore. So there's pretty much no reason not to have sex with me. But if you do, then no girlfriends for you. You have to spend your money on me, and not some stranger that hasn't earned your love after years of effort. I will be the only one you spoil until we graduate from college and I'm allowed to have a real boyfriend. But that's over a year away. A year of naughty, sexy, fun. I'm holding my arms out for you now. I'm a lot shorter than you, but when I'm lying down like this, it doesn't matter. If you get on top of me and between my waiting legs and arms, the important parts will line up. See? I told you. Your penis is right down by my pussy now. It's so very close. It wants to go inside of me, doesn't it? It can. It definitely can. At least I think it can. We don't know until we try. But I'm very willing to. Just move it a little. Move the head of that thing down a little. Then forward. Oh, it's right against my pussy now, on the wettest part. Remember, once we do this, you're committing to spoiling me again, as a big brother should. Even if you keep doing things to me no big brother should ever do. I know that I stopped being your little sister earlier, but it's hard to forget that. But even if I were still your little sister, I think I'd still let you do this now. Now, push forward. Do it. Do it soon before we change our minds. You have me right where you want me right now. But once we have sex, I have you right where I need you. You'll be mine until I give you up. That's it. Oh, you're going in. I know I'm tight, but don't let that stop you. Tight is good, right? Oh, so I'll be really good. Keep pushing into my tightness. Take my virginity. Oh my God. Oh, we're doing it. You put your cock in me. You put your cock in your little sister. What? Of course I'm still your little sister. I know I said I quit, but I can't quit being related to you, you big moron. I was just mad at you. That doesn't change the fact that you're screwing your sister. And that this is incest. No, don't stop. It's too late now. I'm no longer a virgin. There's no reason not to continue to have sex with me. You know you want to, even if I am your sister. Or maybe especially because I am. We were always so close. Now we're even closer. In a really messed up, but still kind of beautiful way. Yes. Oh, keep moving. Thrusting. Making love to me. Oh, gently, like you've always been with me. Your little sister is delicate, but so hot and wet and tight. And my pussy is as good as any other girls. Maybe even better, because I'm very much in love with my big brother. And very available whenever you want me. Oh, you're so good. Oh, so much better than a stuffed animal. But then you're inside of me, and they never were. Even my fingers weren't. Now I'm so full of your penis, your cock, my big brother's big cock. Are you going to come in me? Oh, that's what happens next. I know that much at least, even if I didn't know about the butt thing. You can come in me if you want. It's probably not a good idea, but none of this is really. If you want to do it, you can, though. I know now that you'll take care of me, no matter what. I want to feel what it's like to have someone come inside of me. And you deserve to be able to, after all the nice things you're going to buy me after this. Oh, I'm going to come, too. Does that idea excite you? You're going to give your little sister her first orgasm from her first cock. Right as you fill her up with your cum. Oh, I know, it excites me. Oh, yes. Oh, big brother. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 oh. Fun. But before we got distracted, I was talking about a new dress and some new shoes. If you could just hand me my laptop over there, since I can't get to it right now, what with you on top of me and all, I think that under the circumstances, I'll add a few more things that I've been looking at. You don't mind, do you? I did just let you take my virginity, big brother. I didn't think so. Oh, you're so going to keep me spoiled after this. I think I'm going to enjoy this quite a bit. And the sex, too, because as wrong as it was good. As long as you keep being nice to me, we can keep doing that. And who knows? Maybe, if you're really, really nice to your little sister, someday we can even do the butt thing.